Ray Hurrah, once again, the smartest man in the world, Proofcast Taste of the Ether, this time from a hotel room located in Anaheim, California, where once again we join hands and join hearts and try to find some solace in each other's company. You are listening to Car Wash by Rose Royce, and mostly the awesome, awesome guitar work of Wawa Watson, who's swirling in the heavens this week. Melvin Wawa Watson Ragan, a guitarist known for his work with, oh my god, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, a zillion Motown acts, The Temptations. He's on Papa Was a Rolling Stone. He's on Off the Wall, Herbie Hancock, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and of course his own fabulous solo albums. And the most awesome name in guitar slinger history, Wawa, because of his insane work with the Wawa pedal. His wife, Itsuko Aono, said, "He will be greatly missed, but music is eternal, and wherever he is, he's grooving." Absolutely legendary funk and R&B guitar player, Wawa Watson, will be greatly missed back here on Earth on this most important of weeks. Hello, voters. I'm talking to you. For all our international friends, you may be aware that the United States is having a midterm election tomorrow, Tuesday, and that this is a fight between good and evil. It really, really is. And for all the white guys who've written me and said that I'm overemphasizing it, understand that you're white guys. And that you don't really understand the stakes. If you were a brown person, or a black person, or a woman, you might get the idea that you were going to be beleaguered and chased and hounded down and have all your rights taken away from you. But you're not. You're complacent, and so therefore you think you should tell me to stick to comedy instead of voicing my concern that we have basically a group of white supremacist Nazis running the show, and that it's going to get worse before it gets better, unless we all exercise our constitutional right to vote. For all the young people out there, I'm urging you to share with your young friends the importance of voting. Votes in many places are really decided by dozens or less than dozens. And in fact, last year an election was decided by one vote. They had to throw the candidates into a hopper and shake it up and decide who won. So really, there's nothing more expressive you can do than cast your vote. And also, I want you to remember, and this is the guilt portion of the show, that people fought and died for this. People were in prison for this. People were lynched for this. Women were beaten and starved and force-fed and imprisoned. Black people were chained and lynched and fire-hosed and had the dogs set on them. You can't imagine how important the right to vote is. So exercise it. Let's get going. Vote.org. Vote.org will hip you to where you need to go. It'll be a guide to what's happening. You can check to see your status to see if you're registered. Also, ACLU.org/votes. ACLU.org/votes is an extraordinary guide that will help you along the way. It'll even tell you which people, or rather, which issues to focus on and where to go. What to do, the entire enchilada. Emily's List, we're going to stop on for a minute here because I'm a big fan of Emily's List because they promote women in politics. Emily's List in Higher Heights. Higher Heights promotes women of color in politics. And really, let's be honest, the story this year is all about women. They want the narrative to be that there's an invasion. They want the narrative to be that Republican base is stirred up because they love racism and sexism so much, and that Brett Kavanaugh was a big win for them. But the real story in the last 2 years is that women of color, and trans people have been winning at the polls. And in their numbers, upwards of 70% all the time. London Breed in San Francisco. Letitia James is a public advocate. She's the second highest elected office in New York City. Stephanie Rose Spaulding is running for Colorado's 5th congressional district. Lauren Underwood in Illinois beat her competitors roundly. Stacey Abrams, the excellent Stacey Abrams, who single-handedly stopped a tax hike in the state of Georgia when she was in the legislature. There's been zillions, the mayor of... in any case, it's really imperative to understand that. They want to run on you, this nonsense, that everyone wants the status quo and that there's no change. But change is inevitable. The demographics of the world dictate it. And if you're going to come at me with the why should I vote for someone just because of their gender or their race, I would point to the 43 white men that held the office of president, the 44 if you count everybody, and really no change there. And the 240 years of 9 white male Supreme Court justices, when there's 45 men, 45 women in a row, President, and for 240 years of 9 women Supreme Court justices, and you can come back to me with your argument because it's underfed and it's dying like a paltry, starving vulture in the corner. Hiral Tepirny in Arizona's 8th District, Nancy Soderberg in Florida's 6th, Kristen Carlson in Florida's 15th, Debbie Mascaro-Powell in Florida's 26th, Lauren Underwood in Illinois' 14th District, Kendra Horn in Oklahoma's 5th District, Dana Balter in New York's 24th, Tedra Cobb in New York's 21st, and Lauren Baer in Florida's 18th. They're all running against Republicans who need to be beaten. When I say beaten, I mean at the polls, because I never, ever advocate violence. Why should we do this, Greg? Well, look at Orange 45 in the last week. He's in a tizzy, obviously. He's hysterical because the walls are closing in. He knows that the Mueller indictment is going to be revealed right after the election in November, and that it's going to include close Confederates, and that the ring around him is tightening all the time with convictions and unindicted co-conspirators. He also has pretended and come up with an imaginary tax bill that's going to hit the middle class, that's going to help us. There is no such tax bill. That's fiction, like all the things he says. And the constant lying and the constant racism, the constant hatefulness, the constant disparaging people, it wears us down. But you have to remember, we need to fight. We need to fight for the elders. We need to fight for the ancestors. We need to fight for everyone who fought for us, who came before us. And we need to fight for everyone who's fighting for us now. Just look at how many Democrats you can look up to right now off the top of my head and admire and say how great they are. Andrew Gillum in Florida, Stacey Abrams in Georgia, Kamala Harris in California, Dianne Feinstein in California, Beto O'Rourke, who's running, Amy Klobuchar, whose composure during the Kavanaugh hearings was extraordinary, Ms. Heitkamp in North Dakota. We have an all-star team. Cory Booker, we have an all-star team of people, and they are all, believe me, fighting each and every day. Just because you don't see them on television news, and just because you don't read about them on the front page of different publications, is a function of that the media is run completely and solely by white men for the pleasure of white men to reinforce their crappy narrative, which is that both sides are equal and that everything's a horse race. Well, everything isn't a horse race. Some things are a blowout, and both sides aren't equal. One side are white supremacists who hate women and trans people, Muslims and Jews, and the other side doesn't. So if that doesn't ring with you, if that doesn't get through to you, I'm not sure where else I can go with this. You need to be aware that one side is perilously aping and emulating the Nazi Party by threatening to have indefinite internment camps for immigrants, by sending the army to the border to protect against a non-existent group of refugees. They exist, but they're not a non-existent threat, rather. They're down in Honduras, 1,000 miles away. They won't get here to January. And the things he says about them, oh, they're not angels, and there's lots of tough guys. It's women and children, mostly. He also, 45, said this about Andrew Gillum, that he wasn't equipped to be the governor of Florida. He's mayor of Tallahassee. By the way, during the terrible shooting that happened 2 days ago at the yoga parlor by a right-wing male misogynist extremist, all of the shootings and all of the pipe bomb threats that have gone on, the terrible, awful synagogue shooting where more Jews were killed in one place in America than any place in history. He also was a misogynist, right-wing extremist who loved Trump. The cat who sent the pipe bombs to all of Trump's purported enemies, including George Soros and Tom Steyer, who are both Jewish. And Dianne Feinstein, he also a right-wing misogynist with a history of abuse. The cat who shot up the Krogers and killed the 2 black people because he was looking for black people to kill. The pattern is so ridiculously the same. They're always allowed to get guns. They always have mental health problems. They always abuse women. They're always misogynists. And they're generally racists. And Orange 45 has opened the door for them and encouraged them to commit the crimes that they're committing. Andrew Gillum, he said, was not equipped and was a thief. Andrew Gillum is African-American. Stacey Abrams, not qualified. Stacey Abrams has a degree from Yale and is a tremendous legislator. Mr. Abrams, who she's running against, has tried to strip the voter rolls in the state of Georgia of people of color, and has Russians and foreign people coming down to help out with his chicanery and his cheatery. Maxine Waters has a low IQ. Barack Obama was a terrible student. Omarosa's not smart. Don Lemon's the dumbest man. LeBron James made Don Lemon made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. What do they all have in common? They're black people. These aren't dog whistles. These are shouts to the universe that he hates people who aren't white. You have to stand against racism. Now is the time. The time is now. Barack Obama was a wonderful student and taught law at Harvard. Maxine Waters is one of the smartest people in Congress and is going to get control of a committee if we win this midterm. LeBron James is one of the most charitable and intelligent people in the National Basketball Association. And Don Lemon got woke real hard, didn't he? And has been a vocal advocate for black people on CNN. Last week he said evil white men were the danger in this country, as I just stated. And then when asked to apologize, he said, I apologize if any evil white men were offended by what I said. That's showing some spine, Don Lemon. There are job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through or make you wait for the right candidates to apply to your job. That's not smart. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/smart to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates fast. No more sorting through the wrong resume. No more waiting for the right candidates to apply. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the United States. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. Right now, my kittens can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/smart. That's ziprecruiter.com/smart. ZipRecruiter.com/smart. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Let's go back to Emily's list for just a moment, and I want to read you about a few more candidates. Tammy Baldwin is running for to save Wisconsin. Dana Balter in the House in New York. Kate Brown, the sexy governor of Oregon, is running for re-election. Maria Cantwell in Washington State. Leslie Coburg, Sharice Davids, who we've talked about on the show, Native American and gay, running for the House in Kansas. Dianne Feinstein running for re-election in California, very important to keep her in. Luba Gretchen Shirley running for the House in New York. Kristen Gillibrand running for Senate in New York. Deb Haaland running for the House in New Mexico. Mazie Hirono running for Senate in Hawaii. Mazie Hirono is the only member of the Senate who asks every man who comes in front of her whether they've harassed women or not. Amy Klobuchar in Minnesota. Michelle Lujan Grisham is running for governor in New Mexico. Lupe Valdez is running for governor in New Mexico. She was a sheriff, and she is also gay. Claire McCaskill, tough fight for her in Missouri. She's running for Senate there. She's been an excellent, excellent senator. Ilhan Omar is running for the House in Minnesota. She's a Muslim woman, and she also is in the state legislature in the state of Minnesota. She needs your help. You can go to Emily's list and give them $10. If you can't do that, you can just tell people about them. If you can't do that, you can just be a nice person and vote. The Hebrew International Assistance Society was targeted by the anti-Semitic maniac who shot the 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue. You can go to their website. It's HIAS.org. They help place refugees, although they help place less and less refugees because of this pardon me, government's insistence that refugees are a threat. HAIS has a website that you can go to and donate. Their motto is welcome the stranger and protect the refugee. They were started years ago, and they're at the heart of the Pittsburgh charity movement there. Nothing's more important than taking in people from other countries and showing them kindness and love and showing them that they can leave their country where they might be in physical danger or political danger or both, the danger of being executed or hurt by their own government. And HAIS does just that. By the way, the Pittsburgh Steelers came in their numbers, including the owner of the team, the general manager, and dozens of ex-Pittsburgh Steelers and current Pittsburgh Steelers. The community there has been extraordinary. And anti-Semitic crimes are up. There's no other way to put it. There's 700 more this year than there was last year. And that's a function of Orange 45 and his hatred and the very fine people on both sides argument. There aren't very fine people on both sides. There's very fine people, and those are people like you and me, who have a heart and empathy. And then there's Nazis. They're not very fine people because they don't like other people for being what they are. The Southern Poverty Law Center does nothing but catalog and try to advocate for people who are the victims of hate crimes. They fight hate. They teach tolerance. They have a legal branch. There's a civil rights memorial. They are the SPLC. You can go to them and give to them at any point. You may have heard about all the shenanigans going on in North Dakota. The judge voting down the Native Americans in Kansas outside of Dodge, but forcing them to take a bus out to their polling place. If you want to help in any of these matters with Native Americans, the people who we should be protecting the most, the people who originated the country, the people who are great Americans because they care in the civic process. Heidi Heitkamp didn't stand with them during the Standing Rock ordeal, but she has tried to enfranchise voters as much as humanly possible in North Dakota. And they know they have to vote for her. That's how patriotic they are. You can go to fourdirectionsvote.com. They help about with Native American voting rights. I'll just read you something from the first page here. Klobuchar, Udall, Cortez, Masto, Tester, Heitkamp urged the Department of Justice to protect the voting rights of Native Americans. There's been a lot of last-minute appeals in the court, and the court's been slamming them down. But fourdirectionsvote.com is a great place to start with that if you want to help Native Americans in their own country. Also, if you want to help the immigrants that are coming in, it's R-A-I-C-E-S, RACES. RACES is an organization that looks after immigrants. They call themselves the RACES, excuse me for mispronouncing that, the Action Network, the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services, R-A-I-C-E-S, is a 501 nonprofit that promotes justice by providing free and low-cost legal services to underserved immigrant children, families, and refugees in Central and South Texas. They're just one of many organizations that's helping the immigrants that are coming into this country that are fighting for their freedom and fighting to not be put in a cage indefinitely, as was threatened this week. There's been a lot of heroism this week by women. The organizers of the Google walkout, Google people walked out all over the world because, and this is why, Madison Malone Kircher tweeted about it. In case you need a refresher on what inspired the Google walkout, Andy Rubin, who was an exec at Google, was reportedly paid $90 million in exit payouts after an investigation found that he coerced a fellow Google employee into performing oral sex. It's disgusting beyond measure what men get away with in this world. The Google walkout organizers were Claire Stapleton, Tanuja Gupta, Meredith Whitaker, Celia O'Neill Hart, Stephanie Parker, Erica Anderson, and Amer Gaber. And the reason they did it was they want an end to forced arbitration, a commitment to in pay and opportunity inequity, a publicly disclosed sexual harassment transparency report, a clear, uniform, globally inclusive process for reporting sexual misconduct, to promote the chief diversity officer to answer directly to the CEO, and in addition to appoint an employee representative to the board. Facebook, Google, and Twitter have been horrible about diversity and sexual harassment. And Facebook and Twitter, of course, have let hate groups run rampant on their platform with very, very, very little in retribution toward them. Their policing of it has been governed almost entirely by greed, and it's a shocking state of affairs. This is going to be an extra short show today, but I wanted to end on another hero. Next episode, Jennifer and I are going to do From the Porpoise, and it's going to be an extra special expanded episode with lots of goodies and obituaries for loads of people who are swirling in the stars who made America and the world a much better place. I wanted to talk about Simone Biles. We talk a lot about the Williams sisters, particularly Serena, and how great they are and how undersung they are. Simone Biles, as you know, gold medalist from the last Olympics. She won her fourth all-around world title this week with a kidney stone, and she waited and performed in the tournament and won the tournament by a gigantic margin, and now she's going to have her kidney stone treated. She said that the pain encouraged her to win. This is heroism. This is being a strong person. This is being a woman hero that we can all look up to. I want to wish you nothing but love. You've been the smartest crowd in the world. I've been the smartest man in the world. There's nothing for it but to vote, ladies and gentlemen, and keep our democracy alive.